Some hospitals in the state say they're getting back to doing surgeries they had put off since the middle of last month. At the recommendation of federal health officials, care that was deemed non-essential was postponed in order to accommodate a potential surge in COVID-19 patients. So far, medical centers in Wisconsin have been able to handle the cases without too much trouble. Right now, the Department of Health Services says there are about 350 people hospitalized with the coronavirus in Wisconsin. That means that people who have been waiting to have their elective surgeries may soon be able to have them. Shemaine Mills is a Madison-based reporter with Wisconsin Public Radio who frequently covers health issues. Shemaine, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Rob.
What are we hearing, Shemaine, from hospitals in the state when it comes to bringing these non-essential surgeries back into action?
Well, these surgeries stopped in mid-March at the advice of federal health officials who said, we need enough equipment to do these surgeries safely. And by equipment, I mean personal protection equipment, masks, gowns, whatnot. And they are starting to resume at some hospitals, not across the state, but a good number of them, because they feel that they have the beds open and they can do these procedures safely. They now know how to isolate those who are sick. They test people, they screen people before they come in. So they feel they can go ahead and do these surgeries they had delayed.
Is there a timeline, or does it vary from hospital to hospital, as to when these postponed surgeries are going to start happening?
Well, Froedtert in Milwaukee, which is associated with the Medical College of Wisconsin, they're going to start May 1st. Some surgeries have already started. Three Madison hospitals put out a release saying they are resuming these surgeries. I talked to a gentleman. He's been waiting 6 weeks for hernia surgery, and he's going to have it May 5th. So he's pretty excited to get this done.
I speak from experience. That's a surgery you want to get over with. You just want to
That's
be done
what
with
he
it.
Said.
I felt for him in your reporting there, Shemaine, for sure. Now, we're also seeing at the same time, Shemaine, some hospitals furloughing workers because a lot of these elective surgeries or non-essential surgeries, that is slowing the money flow to hospitals. What's happening there?
Well, hospitals experienced this double whammy where they were losing revenue because they had to cancel elective procedures for a while also their expenses were going up tremendously. They had to create these negative pressure rooms to contain the COVID-19 virus in patients who had it. They also had to buy this protective equipment, masks and gowns, at inflated prices. So at the same time, they're getting less money in. They're having to spend more money to do these emergency procedures. So it's been tough for them. Hospitals around the state are losing millions of dollars a week.
Talking to Shemaine Mills, reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News, looking at hospitals around Wisconsin, how they're dealing with COVID-19, elective surgeries, as we heard, that had been postponed, starting up again, some furloughs of employees. Shemaine, I know there was some help intended for hospitals in the latest round of federal relief money. Is that something Wisconsin hospitals are hoping it can alleviate some of those difficulties you were talking about?
Well, the first round was $100 billion, but they just approved more. It wasn't enough. And some of the hospitals haven't got the money yet. So there's the problem with the lag in getting the funds. And that's part of the reason you see some of the hospitals starting to resume their procedures. They need the funds. And that's also why you're seeing the furloughs at a number of hospitals, along with delaying capital projects. Building construction is on hold until they have a firmer hold on their finances.
And now, Shemaine, I want to give a listen to a guest we talked to yesterday, Dr. John Ohoro, an infectious disease specialist from Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. He also works in La Crosse. He talked about another issue coming out of the COVID-19 pandemic. Here's a listen.
And it's important to know that hospitals really are not the hot spot at the moment, because something that's been more and more evident across the nation is that people are avoiding going to the hospital when they need it. There have been increased incidences of people waiting for when they have appendicitis and other severe illnesses before they go to the ER. And that has in some areas, the risk of people waiting to go to the ER or not going to the ER where they need to has led to more deaths and more poor outcomes than COVID in those same areas.
So, Shamim, that leads me to an important point as a follow-up. While elective procedures had been postponed, the urgent care systems, the emergency rooms, they have been open for business all along, right?
Right. Unfortunately, they've seen a huge drop-off in ER patients, and some of these people definitely should be in the ER. There was a press release from three Madison hospitals earlier this week where they said, if you are having a stroke or heart attack or anything else that needs urgent care, come to the emergency room or call 911. People are not going to the ER when they should. It's not just anecdotal. It's happening, Wisconsin hospitals say.
So hammering that point home, a life-threatening thing like a suspected stroke or heart attack, the risk of that going untreated is way worse than the risk of going to a hospital because and not going to a hospital, I guess, because of COVID-19. That's what you're hearing from those hospitals?
Exactly. I mean, while the risk, there is risk of catching COVID-19, there's increased risk of not treating a heart attack or some other ailment. I mean, you need care, and they're saying you should get it.
Shamim, in our last minute or so, what are you watching for next when it comes to our health system in Wisconsin and how it's been affected by COVID-19?
Well, I was on a teleconference earlier today where a planned field hospital, a surge facility in Dane County at the Alliant Energy Center, has been put on hold. So we're all wondering when we're going to hit a peak in the state. Will the hospitals have enough capacity to treat these people, or will they have to go to these alternative care facilities like in Dane County that was planned or at State Fair Park? So everybody's got their eyes on the numbers. How many COVID cases do we have that require hospitalization? How bad could this get? Or maybe not. Maybe Wisconsin will be successful in flattening the curve.
Right. I guess the hope, I wasn't on that call, I guess the hope would be that social distancing measures worked well enough so that those peak measures don't have to come into play. Is that a fair statement?
Exactly. The deputy health secretary said, as long as we keep doing what we're doing, we'll be fine. But she pointed out this is, in her words, a ferocious virus and it could get worse. So we have to be ready. But right now, that second surge facility in Dane County at the Alliant Center is on hold, but they're ready to resume if they need it.
Shamim, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Glad to. Thanks, Rob.
That's Shamim Mills, Madison-based reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. We talked to her about how some hospitals in the state are slowly beginning to perform elective surgeries again. Also took a look at furloughs at health centers around the state and other ways that hospitals are reacting to the COVID-19 outbreak.